Chapter 41. And he brought me to the temple, and he measured the posts, 6 cubits on the one side, and 6 cubits broad on the other side, the breadth of the tent. And the breadth of the entry was 10 cubits, and the sides of the entry were 5 cubits on this side, and 5 cubits on that side. And he measured its length, 40 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits. And he went inwards and measured the post of the entry 2 cubits, and the entry 6 cubits, and the breadth of the entry 7 cubits. And he measured its length 20 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits, before the temple. And he said unto me, This is the most holy place. And he measured the wall of the house 6 cubits, and the breadth of the side chambers 4 cubits round about the house on every side. And the side chambers were 3, chamber over chamber, and 30 in order. And they entered into the wall which the house had for the side chambers round about, that they might have hold. But they had not hold in the wall of the house. And for the side chambers there was an enlarging, and it went round about the house increasing upward, for the surrounding of the house increased upward round about the house. Therefore the house had width upward, and so ascended from the lower story to the upper by the middle one. And I saw that the house had an elevation round about. The foundations of the side chambers, a full reed, 6 cubits to the joint. The thickness of the wall, which was for the side chambers without, was 5 cubits. As also what was left free along the building of the side chambers that pertained to the house. And between the cells and the house was a width of 20 cubits round about the house on every side. And the entry of the side chambers was toward what was left free, one entry toward the north and one entry toward the south. And the width of the space left free was 5 cubits round about. And the building that was before the separate place at the end toward the west was 70 cubits broad, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick round about, and its length 90 cubits. And he measured the house, the length 100 cubits, and the separate place, and the building and its walls, the length 100 cubits, and the breadth of the front of the house, and of the separate places toward the east, 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building before the separate place, which was at the back of it, with its galleries on the one side and on the other side, 100 cubits. And the inner temple and the porches of the court. The thresholds and the closed windows and the galleries round about the 3 of them, opposite the thresholds it was wainscoted with wood round about, and from the ground up to the windows, and the windows were covered. And above, over the entry, even unto the inner house, and without, and by all the wall, round about, within and without, all was by measure. And it was made with cherubim and palm trees. And a palm tree was between cherub and cherub. And the cherub had 2 faces. The face of a man was toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. So was it made upon all the house round about. From the ground unto above the entry were the cherubim and the palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple. As for the temple, the doorposts were squared, and the front of the sanctuary had the same appearance. The altar was of wood, 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits, and its corners and its length and its walls were of wood. And he said unto me, This is the table which is before Jehovah. And the temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors, and the doors had 2 leaves, 2 turning leaves, 2 for the 1 door and 2 leaves for the other. And there were made on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubim and palm trees, as there were made upon the walls. And there was a wooden portal in front of the porch without, and closed windows and palm trees on the one side and on the other side, on the sides of the porch and on the side chambers of the house and the portals.